And as I told you last time yesterday, I thought from both cities over. But if you look carefully, the left side of the city has the word. As we were going overtime, I was so excited about the Torah. I think everyone managed to get to lunch and even to the volleyball tournament, so nothing was really lost. Okay, so we're learning the Aruch HaShulchan, aside from his discussion of Lo Tachar HaTorah in Simen Shin Pei Dalet, in Sif Gimel, is an important Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tet as well, which I want to talk about. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tet is as follows. Adover Poshet, Sha'ostho La'ovel Lilmo Vishari Chokhmet. No Torah is no matter. The Koshkein Likra Vikisve Itin, which is like a little called today a newspaper, magazine. Why? Shalayasiach Daito Mi Aveluto. They shouldn't even see of that. The Koshkein Im Yesho Oneg Vikriyosam Devadeos. If you enjoy reading it, certainly on. So, right there, Koshul. The coach can't understand at all. Is an oval allowed to eat ice cream? Pizza. He has oneg, he likes it. So what? With us, it's us because the Chazal prohibited it. He enjoys it, us. I never heard of that. Now, the original thing of the Hesed Hadas, I mean, there is truth to this. We already spoke about the fact that quite a number of the Yisurim of Avelis, which are not Izunim and Tanugim, we say that prohibition is probably based upon the Yisur of Hesed Hadas. But was a formalized Yisurim. Melacha, we'll get to kibbutz perhaps. But the Chazal make a formal Yisurim, the reason is it's Hesed Hadas. Then it puts us to no ands, ifs, or buts. But if it's just reading the papers, so maybe against the spirit of Hilchos Avelis, but it's not against the letter. And if it depends on what the alternative is. If the alternative is to learn Hilchos Avelis, we'll talk about the Nifter and to learn Musar, I don't know what he's going to do. And a body shouldn't be reading the newspaper. But the alternative is to climb the walls from boredom or talk Lashon Hara, I think it's better reading the newspaper. Assuming a cushion newspaper. That's discussing anything beyond that. So that's what I think about this Aruch HaShulchan. Fine. There's an interesting Shaila, which is quoted, is that Ovel allowed to learn the Iyun. What kind of question now? We divide the world down into two hemispheres, Iyun and Bekiyus. That's the new style. I'm not sure whether to exactly draw the line. That's my dear self. I want to read you something from his discussion of this very interesting question of learning the Iyun. Thank you very much. He quotes in his favorite dear self from the Department of Chesed, the Mishnah Pei Dalet, a machlokas on this very point. They will learn and avail us the Iyun or not. Okay, who's arguing against whom? He writes like this. Quote the Shuvat Ma'aril. Shuvat Ma'aril. This is quite a lengthy piece over here. The Shuvat Ma'aril seems to say, again, it's quoting, I don't have the, I didn't look it up in the original, I don't think, that it says that it's mutter to learn the Iyun. However, the Beis Yosef and Simon Tov Kuf and Dalit, quoted over here, Hilchot Tisha B'Av, and that we're holding by Zion of Rabbi, so we're still waiting for that Mashiach, but if not Chalila, we have to prepare ourselves. So the Beis Yosef, they quote from Rabbeinu Peretz, that it is utter. Also learn the Iyun. See, right here in the bottom of the what they call the Amek Dover, it's called Kuf Hei. What do you mean you don't learn the Iyun? How can you not learn the Iyun? My real is what? So what? People don't understand what they're talking about. They don't understand what they're reading. What's the Chazanish who says, this is an interesting Chazanish, quoted as the famous Kutra Yud Chesh Shos, not for now, an interesting Shabbat about Tisha B'Av yesterday. Someone was flying from California tonight, landing on Tisha B'Av in Australia. And by day, it's like, realize that it could just got shows where the deadline is, but that's not our topic for now. But just to have some context. It's Mitzvah B'nei Adam Likros HaKos of the Sefer B'Shitchius of the Mehirus. We all need to glide through things quickly. Kikori Geras, like reading a letter. But Mikinyoni HaKochim will Yisragel the Daktik B'Losh HaKochim because it's written the Diktuk. And Kriyat HaMehirus V'Kriyat HaYenheim HaFochio HaLaro V'Tot Tosea Negdiyo. And if a person goes quick, and especially about Pisa Mehira, he's cropped quickly. The Yikrash HaKochim Yikru B'Svaram V'Yichsul Dem Dvaram Shlo Choshev Lo Pilulu. Especially with the mukim vaksav nifkash bekoshiyam lahavad et omkom. What I think it means, without going into the process, I think what he's trying to ask Rabbi Tukachinsky is that Sal was a very sharp Rav, read a certain text with his very quick tfisa and didn't quite get to the bottom of it. That's what I think is the context of this statement. And the two subcontent lady, of course, the letter of the Chazanish, Yisera Aliman Shatarach Zirus Yisera, the Iker of Iker, Lahilin Bebira Klona Vapasan Bechol Sugya, Masa Matan should be Shug of Vishonas, remember the Lachayor and what's the Maskana, and the Halacha Savadol, which was required to Eden, and you required Dorish Omel and Mulchama Tanimis Negara Atlus Vishin and Kamapon of Atli Chiddush. You don't want to learn this again. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? I want a Chiddush. No Chiddush? I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to Chazir it. It's terrible. Says you have to go so many times. The Dvarim she'ein aseichel nana mehem b'chilasos. Adar machdinos boring. Your mind doesn't enjoy it. Aval amal hazehu amal haTorah. Asher kol tzgulos liman haTorah nemer al amala. Then if it opens up, oh sharor chadash asher aseichel misaneg lelo kate. All right. That's what he says. And he writes again another quotation of the Chazon Ish. It is someone who learns Shalobi'iyun will lead to erroneous conclusions. And if you reach an erroneous conclusion, Chas v'Shalom, you'll pass in the Shaila wrong, and it'll be a disaster. We cannot allow a disaster. Chas v'Shalom. It can't be. You'll come to an erroneous conclusion. So you have to learn B'iyun. I ask you a question. Come on. You and I know that Baruch Hashem, there are many people learn Shalom B'Iyun. Not Yoimi, thousands, tens of thousands, ever learn so much B'Iyun? The answer, Rabbi Yisrael, is hopefully they're not passing any shayos. So they get the wrong shot in Daf Yoimi. I mean, I'm not saying I'm in favor of wrong shot, Chalila. But if the worst comes to us, they're not going to be Machshel another year or even themselves in an Isser. Avada, the most important, has to try to learn as much as possible to him. But the Tzarnas also learn what the Shiva itself is trying to indicate over here. And you can't say it's not to learn to him, because you come to a wrong conclusion. Nope. So it'll be a wrong conclusion, so you're not going to act on it, I hope. So you'll love this, it'll be wrong. I mean, in other words, I don't see it as a proof that you're not to learn to him. On the other side. The Aruch HaShulchan is an interesting compromise. He writes in Tzivzalad, like this. To sit down to learn the Iyun, not allowed. Because you're sitting down to this gewaldige enterprise, just such as the Sam Chalev, of learning the Iyun. Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to sit down, I'm going to sit down now and learn the Iyun. May not do it. Not allowed. But a person learns without trying to be Mechadish Kedushim and goes into Tifas Varus. He's just learning Kachuto. But all of a sudden, a Chiddush comes in. What can you do? That simcha de memela. Umayase oval, if the stock market went up, right? Or if his wife had a baby boy, he's happy. What are you going to do? You have a tremendous madrega simcha shemitza tefillin? Or you have a kavana? What are you going to do? You shouldn't sit down just to be mechadish chedusha Torah. That's it. But if you see, you learn just to learn straight, just reading. And all of a sudden, the big chiddush comes into your head. You're so excited. You can't help it. It's not your fault. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu put this chiddush into your mind at this particular point in time. So right, the Aruch HaShulchan is Sibdalad and Hay. Fine. Interesting question, which again, the Rebbe Sofer quotes, can you learn the Tochacha on Tisha B'Av or an Avel? Tochacha. He says, look, it says we read, and if Mashiach won't come, so in 2 days, on Thursday morning, we read, Ki Solid Banu B'nei Banu. Oh, it's a bad news. Bad news. It's going to happen. Bad news. So the Mishnah Berurah is not there to read. He told his brother, you know why? Because it's part of Seder Ayom. Main on the main, you know, kind of a Seder Ayom kind of a din. The Mishnah Berurah is from Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sipkot and Ches. Main on the Aura. Why does he say it's Zvorim Aroim? He tries to make a diak on that base, but he can't, an oval can't learn. He told his brother. I hear the deal, but I don't understand why it should be so. Yeah? What do you think of me?
That
is draw my arm. Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what he means, Mr. Brewer. Okay, let's take a look. That's what it means. Okay, let's take a look. It was a tough Kuf Nun Dalet, look inside. The Kuf Nun Dalet, let's see if you attack in the lush of the Mr. Brewer. It'll come fish about those who have to open up. Mr. Brewer's lesson is, in other words, in Minka, the Balkare is allowed to go over the Vayachal to know how to lane. But the Shakris, he told his sheep to live with the Me'ena Ma'ori. What does Me'ena Ma'ori mean? You're saying that's what it means, Rav Aroi, Haidalach. Okay, it could be, that's what it is. I thought Me'ena Ma'ori. I don't know. He can't even say Rayom, because Rayom would apply even to. Even to Mincha. So you see, that's exactly what it means. Or it could be. That's very possible what it means. Okay. Now, the Mr. Brewer here, since we're open to it, in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, it's cotton Dalet, Hafilu Behirur, even to think about the Divrei Torah, is a problem. The forest Dover Chomer also the Tam Shiyelo Tzimcha Achashin Tzitzis Yashev Lo. After you'll figure it out, we'll give you Simcha. Mr. Brewer quoting from the Taz. So the question that comes, we just had a rush. We learned the rush yesterday in Simon Lama Zion, that there was an Abba was sitting there, and the Nusla Vanusla Lafana. Remember that's a Yerushalmi or a Masechus Machus, right? And it was okay. So the Divrei Tzarchim gives an interesting answer in Sitkot Lama Zion. It's like this. It's the Abba was sitting there, and they're going back and forth, and if it wouldn't be for Hesia, it would be permissible. Why? Because he's just listening to them. They're asking a kasha, they're giving a teret. Look, you open up a Gemara, it says you're allowed an Elam Begalchen, right? It says Elam Begalchen. We're also an Elam Begalchen. So the quote from the Mamma Mordechai said, you're allowed Elam Begalchen with Tysus. Vim Tamer Viyash Lema, Vim Tamer Viyash Lema. So there are questions and answers and questions and answers. You know, this is the mind that Tysus has a certain enjoyment, and the question is an answer. What's the answer? You know why it's Mutzah? It's not my question, it's not my answer. Tysus is the kasha. Tysus gave a test. Very nice. I enjoy it. He gave the test. He gave an answer. You know, I have a certain enjoyment of that. That pales in comparison to my question and my answer. My question and my answer, that's not allowed. Someone else, then they're being the tongue. The Re, you know, these are great people, but you know, I don't have the same. I know what they have to say, you know, the question and answer. But my question and answer is not allowed. So the two people are talking, and I hear Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is Reuven, it's theirs, not mine. But mine is prohibited. He quotes the Prima Gaon, who writes in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Hesher Aram, hey, not only is it prohibited to think about an answer, it's even prohibited to think about a question, if you think it's your own question. Someone tells you, this is Rashman. You know, the humans are like, I'm just Gavaldi Kasha Rebbe, Gavaldi Kasha, tremendous Kasha. Oh, that's Tysus Kasha. Oh. Yeah, you're right, all your zinc goes out, and you think you discovered America. You know, no one has Kasha's Baton Torah until you. You know, so. I should like to fool ourselves. Okay, now, by the way, the Mordechai Simon, tough iron. Let's take a look here, please, together. Tough iron. It's an important figure of our veil of the cotton and its various manifestations. Take a look, please, together. Tough iron. End of page, Chofam and Aleph, and this regular thin print, bottom of the second column. Go to a figure early in the beginning of the parak. Okay, everyone see? Tough iron. V'omar Shmuel, cotton anola b'moy mutu legaleach b'moy. Shenach ha-beis ha-surah, God only said, mother's wolf. All right. Well, it says, and otherwise you can't. What about the comparison between Noah and Abel? The Yamit caught in the Tzlukta, which was a chiller, clean Noah, caught on the Dog Moab, Nims a cotton, not by Avelis. The Tanya, no, the Dog Avelis for cotton. Mikaren is a cotton, only why? And they Agmas Nefesh. Otherwise, you wouldn't be just to get him to have to cry. You take the poor little yachts from your rippers because it's his shirt. But it's not really about this. It's not Avelis by a cotton. The Kanesh Lachia, Shana Avelis for cotton. And therefore, the Imruvain Avel, the Yes of Bonim Ktanim, Lo Yivtalu Mi Limudon. Okay? That's what it says in the Morach. So, what does that mean? So the Bach understood it to mean as follows. The Bach understood it to mean only when it comes to Talmud Torah, which is a big mitzvah, you're not supposed to be mevatel them from their learning. When it comes to other parts of Avelus, even though there's no Chiv al Pi'ikar Adin, but still there is an Indian of what we call Chinuch. Chinuch. But the minig is not that way. The Rosh doesn't simon tzadivav, the minig was not to do any Avelus whatsoever for a kotel. In the Maram, which is the source for the Zin, you see that what happened in the case over here was that the Ketanim were Avelim, the mother died, so the father was an Avel, the children, the little Ketanim are Avelim. And the question becomes, why did he throw in the idea of the Av? Right? What's to do with the father? Right? Just say, because Reuben Avel is the bottom line. If there's no Reuben, what's to do with Reuben? Just say that the Ben Cotton shouldn't stop learning. What's to do with Reuben? Why is the father so important over here? So I saw the Rebbe Sofen gives a nice answer based upon a Pitzchei Tshuva. Please take a look in Pitzchei Tshuva in Shin Sadivol. Shin Gimel is that's where the discussion is found about Avelus for a cup. One of the sources. Cotton Shemes over the email about Philo Higgins of Shiva, both of the men are called Bine Avelus and Achayabo. Period. Finished. That's it. So the Pitzkei Tshuva here in Simon Shin Sadi Vav talks about this. Kod Shigir Lachinuch Sarach Lina Kol Bnei Aver. So I said Tad earlier in Simon Shin Nem. It says, well, Akol Pnei Yesh Nafkusa Dimitam Chinuch Lekha Elek Sheyesh Lakotin Av Shachaya Vachata B'mitzvah. I will have the lekav less of the chinuch klal. What's the more gonna shin mem gimel, which we're not gonna go into right now. It's true, it's not true, it's a whole discussion. So there's a compromise view that's proposed by the Pitzkei Tshuva, that if there's a nebuch, a cotton, there's an avelus, so he has no chiyuv on his own, but the father has a chiyuv to train him. Okay? But the Mordechai is telling us, when it comes to the Yisim Talmud Torah, not only is there no chiyuv independently on the cotton, but even the father, who's normally required to train his children for other halachas of Avelus, but not for the Talmud Torah. That's how the Rebbe Sofen shot in this Mordechai. A nice shot. And according to that, the Mechaber who says, Kotten Shemes Ovi V'imo, then there's nothing. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar has no father. There's no one to Mechanech him. Of course, it says Imo. It's unclear. Both sides. Mes Ovi V'imo. That's Lugna. I don't know, but according to this compromise, if it's obvious, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. If his father died, if Imo died, and his father's still alive, and his sibling died, there would be no chiyuv in Gerizim, there would be any of chinuch. Yes? Right. That's a pshat. Yeah, you could have said a pshat, very good. You could have said a pshat that Ketanim are not available at all. Right? That could have been a different case. The father's not available. Can you teach your sons who are not available? But the father was his father. So the grandfather passed away. And the children are not available. Right. That passage that's not the pshat. It's one way to read it, but the car is not the pshat. Okay. Let's go on a little further. Tisha B'Av for both sides. What is it in my Tisha? Because again, we're holding by Erev to Erev Tisha B'Av. So let's compare. We have to do this today a lot. The halacha of Tisha B'Av with the halacha of Avelus. So what is it by Tisha B'Av? What does it say here? It's in the top Kuf Nun Dalit Sif Alit. B'tinokel shel beis rabban b'teilim bo. Right? Why b'teilim bo? Why b'teilim bo? Right? We just said we got to do the same thing when it comes to Talmud Torah. We shouldn't stop Tanan from learning. So the Chacham HaSadim said the reason is because it's only one day. You can perform a simple Torah for one day, NTT, that's my mock of NTT. We can perform this Torah for one day, and we can't afford it for a week. So that's the Chok Masad. However, the Taz says no. The Bialoche quotes the Taz and says, what's the Easter for Tinoch Moshe Beif Shavim? You know why? Not because of the Tzanim. No. Because then Einam Smech, because people like to go to school. And we can then maybe even say, oh, Smech, and there's no Easter by Kotz. Rather, the Easter is the Malame. Ah, a Malame loves to teach Tyre, Yiddish, Kleina, Kindle. They go through their paces, and every pair of the Chayna, oh, Braish is Muru. It's a Gewaldig Anah that the Rebbe has from giving the Torah Hashem to little children. That's why it's us. Oh, if that's why it's us, don't have Tisha B'Av, because that wasn't available for Tisha B'Av. But if you have a case of someone who is on a plane Avelis, so somebody can teach him, right? The other person is not an Avelis. Is not an Avelis. I'm sorry. Right. Now what did he say? So therefore, what's the question? Who is teaching the Tana? That's what Mordechai didn't say. He didn't say the father himself in the teacher. Right? We have that Russian. Someone else will teach him. It's not an Avel. No, what's the matter, Tana? I'm teaching about
Yeah,
right. I hear the good hour. I don't know. But Right, but if it's here, it's going to undo the whole day in the car. Right. Right. Time. Or you can't teach it. We'll have to talk about that, yeah. Anyway, let's discuss for a moment, the general. Is there a veil, in fact, for a cotton? It's an important din. One context which it comes up is in Or HaChaim, anyone have an Or HaChaim Gimel, a regular Shulchan Aruch? As opposed to Mishnah Berurah, if you have one, I had one. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. The Magen Avraham talks about this over here. If I can find it. Here we go. This belongs in the halakha really of the 3 weeks, where it says, or Shuah Shakalba, it says in Tafkuf Nanala, also the dole of the staff of the Tanim. An adult can't give a haircut to a katan. Says the Magen Avraham, the Tanim Nami Shaak Lo Chinuch, Imishim Avelis, Imishim Agmas Nefesh. Sarachim, says the Magen Avraham, the Biyarazea, Shin Pei Dalit, Pasach, the Ein Avelis, the katan. Right, that's our cast out of Shimon, about as far as Talmud Torah is concerned. The Nirali, the Be'avelus, the Rabin, Machmirim Tvei. Right, this is talking about Avelus, the Rabin, of Tishu Rabin, and Shua Shechalba, where Machmir more. So that's the Mogan Avram. Okay? Now the question becomes, did the Mogan get it right or not? The Mogan Avram does quote Shin Tei Dalet, but look at the Lashon of the Mechaber in Simon Shin Tei Dalet. Which way does it go? The Mechaber says, Ovo Shvies of Bonus Kanin, Ein O Levat Lemi Limuda. So the Shach is Ein Avelis Lekotin, period. But one could argue with the Bakhti, it's Bakesh, that only Talmud Torah you say Levat Lemi Limuda, but other aspects of Avelis to the contrary. Perhaps there really would be Avelis even for a Kotin. That's a question. It's not so clear. It's a Machlokas HaPoskim, bottom line. The Machlokas is the Taz and then the Kudas HaKesef. The Machlokas is all the Gedolim that are involved. The Bach, the Gedolim that are involved. I asked you a Beit Hillel. So that's it. I added that to the Ma'amah Kermit. Shin Pei Dalet. Very nice summary of all the back and forth. He quotes a Rashi in the Sefer Tainis, who seems to say it's only applies to a Bogeret or a Nara, not to a Ktana. And what's the Hezbar Dava? I just always Kinnah. He says it like this. The whole purpose of Avelis is for Tshuva. So it's the Rambam says it's for Tshuva. And if it's Avelis, correct, give a look at your base, the tshuva. And a child of a bar mitzvah, what kind of tshuva? He hasn't sinned yet. Ain't no tam chet. That's what he suggests. That there would be no Avelis for cotton, according to this reason. And of course, the problem would be against the Ramban Avraham. No, l'chayre, if you're going to go with the Rambam, Rambam explains why we have fast days, and the whole period of Bein HaMetzorah and the whole, all those restrictions. All because of Shuv. So, I mean, yeah, it's hard to split that down the middle. I don't know. That is a bit of a problem. Okay. One more Nakuda. Can you teach Dvarim Arayim to a Tinoch? So I have to look that up in Tavkuf Nun Dalet Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Okay? So the Taz says you're allowed to teach Dvarim Arayim to a Tinoch. And the Mogan Avram and the Mishnah Brura say no. And that's the guy from the Gemara. They want Tainit. Tinoch will show this Rabban. V'Teilimbo. Very powerful lesson. V'Teilimbo. That's it. Finished. Nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. Right? There's no learning going on whatsoever on Tisha B'Av. Now, of course, according to the Taz of Matarit, the Chahidla Shittato, at the Ith only Mitzad HaMelamed, as I mentioned earlier, in the Melamed, Ramah Roham, there's very little Simcha. Right? There's no Simcha. The Bach is also Matir, but he says the child, it says amazing, it's looking for the child. Because the child is sad. Because the child understands the sad content of what is being taught. But if the child understands nothing, all he does is get to read the words. And he becomes very facile. And Kamas Aleph, oh, and Kamas Beis, bo, and bo, bo, go, go, he's going with that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Then it's us. You know what's going on? Because it's Talmud Torah, because it's the Oysius HaTeh, the Halig Oysius HaTeh. But he doesn't understand how sad it is, so it can end up in being prohibited. So that's the Bach, the Magen Avraham asks the Chlal, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch over here, for example, Siv Dalet, let's see, it says, I get it, it says over here, all the mutl likros are the bad things, but only Bein Levein Atzmo, but not in Acherim. Right? He's not over, not supposed to learn in Acherim, so learning with children is in Acherim. So those who make it will say, no. You know, that came as an interchange of ideas back and forth. You and your chavrusa. That's what. That's simcha is prohibited. But to learn with little children, we're not going to give you back any new information. That's what. Okay, let's put behind us the sugya of ketanah. Let's go to Seder Hayom. Seder was relevant in Hilchos Tisha B'Av as it is in Hilchos Avelos. The same, basically the same. Seder Hayom is what. Where's the expression come from? Seder Hayom. It's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. What he says is, if Dalid, the liquid called Seder Hayom, whatever's called Seder Hayom, the daily routine, is permissible. What's included in Seder Hayom? Parshas Karbonis, Mishnah Ezel Mekoman, Umedrash Rabbi Yishmael. That's called Seder Hayom. That's Diragur. Comes from Ramban. Ramban says so. Now, the Ramban's proof is from Kriya Shema and Kriya Tatar and Haftarah. That's a Pesach Shvacha proof, no? Those are chiyuvim gemurim. Even the briskers come to Leni. Those are chiyuvim gemurim. That you have to have a kriyas atzara and aftara and krishna. So that's no raya. I mean, with all due respect to the important Indian of reading the parshas hakarbonos and the makoman and Rabbi Shmuel, it's not the same. With all due respect, as krishna and kriyas atzara. No, it's a little strange. What kind of riot this is? I don't quite understand what the riot was. This is page Reish Nun Vav in the Ramban. And what does Haftorah mean? Haftorah? You ever read Haftorah of Yirmiyo and then also Hasitim? But Nigel de Vech is so sad. Bring me a riot from Haftorah of Tisha B'Av in the morning. Unless he means one or two things. The last two psukim, Shalom Nechama, or he means Minchatan, when Dirshu, which is a happier kind of a haftorah. Don't know. Even so, it's really Me'ena Ma'or, as I understood in Seder Hayom, it's not the same as the other things. We'll come to it in a moment. Because the Ramah does write later, in Tavkuf Nuntesh Dalet, you don't say Peter Makhtoris. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Tavkuf Nuntesh it comes Zion, if you don't say Pitum Haktoret Kol Shein She'en Lama Seder HaKabonot HaKosim B'Sov Simen Aleph. What's the, I'm going to look it up. Pasha Zakiya, Truma Zadeshen, Mizbach HaKatoris, Pasha Samani HaKatoris. time is including the Seder Hamarach, that many people say. The impression, I guess, from all this is that these three that the Ramban spoke about, everybody said every day. Seder Ayom. But the other things, not everybody says it. And not everybody says it. Mishnah Berurah asked it, even for someone who does say it, based upon a Dakei Moshe Tzidkon Zayin. If you, I say every day, six different compassion carbonates, but since not everyone says it, you cannot characterize it as Seder Ayom. Question. Does the Ramban make sense anymore? Everyone says carbonis and Ezra Mekomen and Rabbi Shmuel. So I saw they quote from the Machzor Shekel, Simon Nun Sukkot, and Alfred says, wait a minute, not everybody says Ezra Mekomen anymore. It's a carrot. The difference is that everybody has preached the Machzor. Could be the Eretz Yisrael, they say it, you know, every day. But in America, not. So therefore, in America, might be that preached the Machzor is Osir and Tisha B'Av and Eretz Yisrael's Mutter. What about Ezra Mekomen? I don't know. Is the rest of your mockery is not as there? Everyone says it. Everyone says it. I don't know if it's true anymore. I don't know. I don't even know about that. I don't know who says anything these days. I don't know. But take a poll. Wait, let's stop. Take a poll. Who says Korban Parshas Korban every day? Oh, it's an overwhelming majority. Okay. Who says Ezra Mekomen every day? Underwhelming minority. Who's Rabbi Shmuel every day? 50-50. Okay, so Parsha Tavon is Mutter. That was determined over here by this poll. Okay? Well, it could be. So, competition about, I guess, the only way to say it is based on medicine, Parsha Tavon. Otherwise, you're going to have a majority saying it. I don't know. Okay, so there's your answer. We're going to take a poll. Okay. Well, not for now. Now, the interesting quote over here from the Shiboli Halekes, that this Ein Hashat Magbiya Kolo Vizniris Achav Baruch Shoma Uvishavet Korei Kedarkon. Okay, this is at the quote from the Shiboli Halekes. I saw in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim in our Simen in the Ein Megzav Sukkotin Kuf Mem Tes. He has an interesting comment to make over here. And what does Vizniris mean? So we know what the word Vizniris means colloquially. And what does it mean in this context of the Shiboli Halekes? So he says as follows. Kavanasa Psuke de Zimbra. Nirus means Psuke de Zimbra. It's called Nirus by many Poskins, during the Rishonim. Bracket. The Lokum Ashakosta Bekobo Alalukas Avel, say Bekobo, the Shema Shiboli Halekes, Shaoval Omez Nirus Beshabbat Kedarko. It's Nirus and Shabbat Kedarko. What do you mean? Yovet and Mechubert and Koribal. No. Near the Kharash Loyama. Why? Because I was wrong. They don't say I need to be lucky. This is the Omer also been Nigun. You want to say it's Mirza and a Nigun? No. Who says Mirza and a Nigun? That's what he says. He really shouldn't say, Zirith with a Nigun, you know, on Friday night and Shabbos in the house of the Yavel. Interesting. But the Kola got it wrong. Either Zirith meant Zirith with the Zirna. Okay, I'll leave it at that. About to announce on the next topic called Shayla Shalom. Okay? Shayla Shalom, a very important topic. We'll start with the Gemara, Chof Aleph Amid Beis, in the Sefer Marakot. Chof Aleph Amid Beis, please. Chof Aleph Amid Beis. There's the Gemara like this. Tana Rabbana. Avol Gemara Rishonim. Also B'Sheila Sholem. Mishlosha V'Yatshiva Meshiv V'Eina Sholem. Likan V'Elef Sholel U'Meshiv. Kedarko. Okay. All right. From Sholem Meshiv. Right in the first Gemara. All right. Fine. So before we go any further, I want to make a Horef, which is again from the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, from a Ritva. And the sugya later on, Chof Zayin Amid Beis. On Chof Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara has an interesting comment that an Ovel came and Nianea Rosho Shuvay Menachem Rashon Meshav Etzlo. That's a little typo. That he nods his head, and that's time to leave. I don't want to have anyone to be anymore. Nods his head. So why only nod your head to say goodbye? Say shalom. The answer is, an avel may not say shalom. He may not say goodbye. Well, we'll get to goodbye. He may not say shalom. So therefore, he just nods his head and they nod if they understand to leave. So there was vos, you see from here, that an avel is allowed to, you know, nod his head. You know, to say shalom, you're allowed to nod your head. Ah, you can argue to the ritzvah. Here's the difference. Kvod ha-menachem and shining. We already saw the Gemara at Chafalah. That's Rabban shining. Well, the svara will matter anyway. Even the yochid. Either means he's saying it without a riot, but it's different stuff from understood. Or no, that the Gemara is referring even to one menachem. Doesn't mean just 20 menachem. I mean, you can't say kvod the Rabban shining. We keep that multitude. But anyway, that's an important thing to know. Now, so what do you do in the first 3 days? Ain't no meshi. So what do you do? The Gemara says a little later on, what do you do? No dalahu v'lo mahadalahu. The person who's in Avelis and says, Shalom Aleichem, he says back, I'm an Ovel. That's what it says, no? You don't say Aleichem Shalom. You say I'm an Ovel. After 3 days are up, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. You don't even tell me you're an Ovel. The Gemara says, Lo tov l'dinu, you say Aleichem Shalom after 3 days. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this din, in Hilchos Avelus, says as follows. Simen Shin Hey Hey. Take a look. What's the Simen Shin Hey Hey? 3 days to get it. The Macherim lo yadu show avel v'shal v'shlomo lo yashin lehem elio diem shahu avel. That's all. He's telling you an avel. Okay. Fine. You tell him. You tell me another. So the Ramban, when he quotes this halacha on page Kuf Hei Beis, adds something. Ramban says, you tell him, if you're an avel, the Osir Lahashi. Right, and I'm not allowed to answer you. So that's the Ramban. Okay? You can't answer. The Mechaber didn't say that you can't answer. The Mechaber didn't say that. Tzur didn't say that. I presume he'll say it on his own. The Ramban, on the other hand, seems to refer to a case. Doesn't say what kind of case to talk about. He knows or he doesn't know. Could he even refer to a case where he knows you're an avel, but he just doesn't know the din? So, that makes sense. He knows you're an avel. So, shalom aleichem. If you say back, I'm an avel. He knows. Big deal. He knew you were an avel. What didn't he know? That you're not a response. You gotta say, I'm an avel and I can't answer you. That's what the Ramban is saying. Pashto. Now, of course, the Shulchan Aruch is based upon the Gemara. You tell them, right? So the Ramban is working with an assumption, I think, that the average person knew, at least then, that an Avil is also B'Shel HaShalom. You can't be Shal B'Shalom, or you can't be Mesh B'Shalom. So the Gemara therefore understood the case where he didn't know. But who had the Nami, if you did know that he's an Avil, and you didn't know the Din, then it would have the same exact halach. That's the Ramban said. Okay, so again, the Gemara is Kash referring to a case where he didn't know you were an Avelis. He said, you tell you're an Avelis. But the Ramban took it a step further that it would be exactly the same where he knew you were an Avelis, but he didn't know that it did. But the Tzur didn't quote that. The Tzur always quotes the Ramban almost all the time. So for some reason over here, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. So to try to find a reason why he didn't say it, I want to look in the Mordechai. Let's take a look together in the Mordechai. Simon, tough, Sadi Zion. Put together, please. Tough, Sadi Zion.
page, no number on it, Kabbalah from the page. Read together. Also the Gemara, Rabbim is different, Luchul HaBeit Kol Meshalem, Tarkam Kofa, the Gemara later on, Kabbalah from the page. For Mishlosh of Yatshiva, Meshav L'Sha'enam Yodim Evlo, Ve'en HaShoah. Okay, so he makes the point of the Mordechai, he said you're allowed to be Meshav after the third day, for whom? He's referring to someone who doesn't know. You get the impression that that's okay, that after day three, you may respond to someone who doesn't know about the Avel. Let's go on a little further. The Kan Ve'elech, Shoel U'meshiv, Livnei Adam, She'enem Yodin, Shehu Avel, the Shoel Achayim, Shem Shruyim B'Shalom, Afilu Yodim, Shehu Avel, Avel Achayim, and Shalom B'Shalom. That's what the Mordechai said. We'll continue. But he says, "Achem in Shalom b'Shlomo for 30 yom, and then Yodim b'Yavlo, v'im Shalom ain't a measure. The Shalom ain't a measure. Because they ask, and you don't respond. Now, it's different than the Ramban the Pasha. No, somewhat different cases. Okay." So the Imre Baruch says on this Mordechai, look on Orachai and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dal. Okay? So look, got a mitzvah shema. So if you look on Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dal in Siv Chof, is what it says. It's a Tishabah. Ein Shelas Shalom Lachavero, the Tishabah. Ved Yotah Shinov Yodim, Venosim Shalom, Meshivim Lem Besapa Rafa, over COVID rush. Now, the Mebrach is citing this in relation to the Mordechai. What's going on? What's the chat? Where did Kumar come from? Where did it come from? The source of this then, we discussed, if you recall, before, came up in our analysis of the comparison of Tishbav and Avelos. Remember that, the first 3 days, etc. So the concept of Tosefta, in Perek Gimel and Tainus Alafa Yiral, it's the Rishalmi Perek Av Alafa Ches, and it's the Rosh and Tainus Simen Lamed Zayin. So the Rezokim explain that someone who doesn't know the Din is like someone who doesn't know the Avelus at all. And you respond, and here too, if you don't know the Din, Meshiv V'Safa Rafa. Okay, that's what it means that they're both men. He has made sure to suffer up to a hedge who doesn't know the din. Right? Doesn't the Tishvav know the Tishvav? Doesn't know the din. So too over here in Hilchos Avelos, the same thing. If you don't know the Metzius, and then it's already after 3 days, then you can respond normally. Don't tell your other. If he's a bad guy, he knows the din, and he's violent and denies it, no response. Show him information. You don't know the guy knows the din. He just don't say anything. He's a bad guy. That's what the master from the Dibre itself is understanding what the Mer Baruch meant. Comes out, just for a second, give me a minute. According to this, it comes out of Fakir. And Ramban may be more master than the Mordechai. Why? Because Ramban says that if he doesn't know the din, you tell him the Issa. But according to the Mordechai, if he doesn't know the din, it's Meshiva of itself a Rafa. It's the most halachah of the case of all. People don't know what it is. So what do you do? So we have over here in the picture, we know what you do. Meshiva of itself a Rafa. What about if it's Avel? So the Mordechai would say the same thing as the Mebrach would say, Meshiva of itself a Rafa. He equates Avel with Tishba. Whereas the Ramban says, no. The Ramban says, you may not even say Meshiva of itself a Rafa in Avel. It's different than Tishba. As a matter of fact, the very self quote the Shubas Baram says like the Mordechai and the Chosavelus the Meshiv B'Sof HaRafa, and he says Sarachim. Why Sarachim? Because the Gemara is Mashma to him at the first 3 days is not, you know, may not Meshiv at all, not in Sof HaRafa, okay, after the Sof HaRafa, I'm not saying not any Sof HaRafa, not in Sof HaRafa or any other Sof HaRafa, you don't respond at all. So So how can the Tshuvas Maram be against the Gemara? No. Well, I need to say about that. This shayla is actually an earlier shayla. It's Machlokas the Maram. Right? That's a very major question. That's a Machlokas. You already saw this. The Ramban writes in page Reish Nun Zion. It's in the Maram Makomos here, and I made reference to it already earlier, that Tisha B'Av is considered like day 4 through 7. That's why Yechayev in Tfilin. But the Rosh in Lamed Simon Lamed Zayin, closest Rebbe, the Marami would look to be unbelievable, that an Avel on Tisha B'Av is Pater Min HaTfilin. No Tfilin on Tisha B'Av. What's the logic of the Marami? Very pushing. It's the first day of Avel. It's not the second day. It's not the fourth day. We can call it the ninth day. It's the first day. The first and only day. So the first and only day is given a status according to the Maram of day one of an Avel, therefore there's no tefillin at all. That's what the Machlokas was the Shittas of. According to the Maram, and there were Matzah Sofer Rochel. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, which is like the first day of Avel, it's Zet Medah, you see, even the first 3 days is a Hefter of Sofer Rochel. That's the Maram, that's the Mordechai, that's the Rosh. But according to the Ramban, the only reason of Matir to answer the Sofer Rochel by Tisha B'Av is it's considered after day 3, it's day 4 through 7, it's a care, it's a chum of the Sofer Rochel. Meikir Adin, what should Adin have been? Mutan answer plain, like anything day 4 through 7. They had a chum of only the Sofer Rochel. There's no mocker from Tisha B'Av to be Matir Sofer Rochel day 1 through 3 of Avelis, because Tisha B'Av is day 4 through 7. But according to the Maram Lashitaso, like day one, and you have a hefet to suffer rafa by Tisha, which is like day one, but applies to day one as well. To day one as well. We went through this already a little before, a different gear souls for both sides. And it works out again here also. The Mordechai Girsa in Simon Tuf Tuf Sadi Hay, but he talks about, it's not the same, Atkat. Now I'm starting a second way of learning this. A little different. So now we discuss the question, what kind of status Tisha B'Av has? Is it day 1 through 3 or 4 through 7, which we spoke about? But here's another issue. Is the whole history of Sheila Shalom and Tisha B'Av an Iker Adin, or is it not an Iker Adin? Because we already pointed out a different gear soul. You have the gears of the Mordechai Yisim and Tuf Sadi Hay, Tanya B'Tosefta. Ain Sheila Shalom Lechaveiro B'Tisha B'Av. Ulat Yodas Mashiv Mitzav Rafa. There's an Yisra Gomer, and despite the Yisra Gomer, because they want to be three, I'm adding, Afal Pikein Mashiv Mitzav Rafa, so the second is Pariach Mitzavela. That's the Mordechai Lashim Tatsu with the Maram. But the Yisra Rambam is what? Not Chaveiro, but rather what? We went through this last week. Chaveirim. It's a special Yisra only for Tamina Chachamim. Not Chaveiro. Chaveirim. And the Ramban, although he seemed to have to some extent accepted this, but at the end of the day, they accepted the Chumra, the conversion, even had to give it to Chaverim, but at the end of the day, it's clear he doesn't not accept it, because he says it's only, feels like they 4 through 7, and he would not be an Iker Adin. So he has the gears of Chaverim, does the Ramban. And therefore, they're going again, Lashit Hatzah. Fine. Question. I only have one question, which I'd like to help me answer the question. Let's assume for the moment, that Tisha B'Av is like after day 3. Okay? But it's still a difference. You know why? If someone goes over to another on day 4 and says, Shalom Aleichem, he responds, Aleichem Shalom. You know why? Because the person whom he responds is not another. Shalom B'Shalom. But if someone goes over to you on Tisha B'Av and says, Shalom Aleichem, wait a minute. You say back, Aleichem Shalom, the Sofer Rafa, that's not the same. He's also an Ashar Rosham. He's also an Avel. So how you map the Sofer Rafa? How can you do it? So they get the impression, it should be also Meikar Adin, as we said earlier, and the fact that we're mapping the Sofer Rafa anyway shows that Sofer Rafa is a cool, not a Chumra, and it should be mapped even the first year of Avel is too. But we don't hold that way. So what? Something is missing over here. Something, a piece is missing. Oh. But the question is as follows: what is the nature of the prohibition? In other words, like this. Suffer up. So, on Tisha B'Av, someone can say to Yisrael HaMalei. So what do you answer? The suffer up. So we can say as follows. If Reuben says to Shimon Shalom Aleichem, and Shimon responds, Aleichem Shalom Usuf Baruch. So, from the perspective of Reuben, who's getting this Gevaldiker greeting back, Aleichem Shalom, he's not really getting much back. Because when it comes to what we call the issue of Kabbalah Shalom, but he's not supposed to give Shimon Shalom when he's Shari B'Avelus, that's a matter of Hergish. How do you feel? You know, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Aleichem Gevaldik. Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem Shalom. So the guy who gets back to Azam Aleichem Shalom, he doesn't feel Gevaldik. He feels like, what did I do wrong? Whoa. Have that happened to you? He goes, how you doing? He says, what did I do to deserve this? You know? he feels appropriately chagrined by the response to Aleichem Shalom, which doesn't suffer offer. So there's no violation that will matter it from the perspective of the person who is receiving this very weak greeting in return. Oh. But, there's another prohibition. Forget about the prohibition on the receiving end, and the prohibition on the giving end. On the giving end, by saying, Aleich, the words, Aleichem Shalom, or Shalom Aleichem, saying those words, I'll use the expression, is an Issa Pu'ula. It's the very deed of saying those words, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, is a prohibition. And it's a prohibition, it doesn't matter if it's a stark Shalom Aleichem or a weak Aleichem Shalom, it should still be usur, even within 3 days, even with Safa Rafa. In other words, if they were matim as Tisha B'Av, we had a kasha. Even if Tisha B'Av was after the first 3 days, but the guy who's receiving it is also considered in the Shara B'Shar the Navelis. The answer is, as far as the receiver is concerned, we have a right to be made on the basis of Safa Rafa. Why? Because it's just an Issa of Hergish, and he doesn't feel so great after he hears that kind of a shvacha, a little controller from you. But from the perspective of the person saying the words, and he's just saying it in a weak tone, it still might be a prohibition, right? And therefore, that prohibition might still exist. Another teretz, which I want to suggest, I guess we'll have to end with this, I don't want to go late every day, is a chiddush gadol in the Sefer Divrei Sofer, a very interesting chiddush. He suggests as follows, that the only iser mitzara mekabel, you're not supposed to go say shalom aleichem to someone who's an avelus, is only if I go over to him independently. To give an avol shalom aleichem, that's not allowed. But to respond to an avol who came to you first, that would not be a prohibition at all mitzara mekabel. That's a chiddush, a very important chiddush of the Biur Halacha of Dibur Maskel Shoal, right here over here in Alex Simon. That's a chiddush gadol. I wouldn't have said it on my own. I'm not sure it's really true, but he says in Simon Shin Peihei. And this is what he tries to demonstrate it. He quotes an interesting thing. He says, the only time is an iser to give shalom to an avil is when you have a chuyah to give him shalom. Not an absolute chiyah to give him shalom. With an absolute chiyah, then it's mutter. Give an example. Shalach manas. The shalach manas and purim is an iser of shalach shalom. Giving a gift is considered to be shalach shalom. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, If two Jews are in town, an Ovel and a non-Ovel, there's nobody else in town, he gives the Ovel Shalach Manas. Why? He's Mechuyim. Mishloach Manas Ishtarei. You have to give it to somebody, and the only other Jew in town is an Ovel. If there's three Jews in town and one is an Ovel, give it to the other guy. Don't give it to the other. But if there's only an Ovel, you're Mechuyim. You see, Klar, whenever you're Mechuyim, then there's no prohibition. He quotes, it's just think of Divrei Malkiel. That's the source. The Divrei Malkiel clan said, that the minig is giving shalach manas to the rov, like a chiyuk. You hear it going on? I don't know. But he says, and even if someone is an avelus, you have to give him shalach manas. It's a chiyuk. When something is a chiyuk, then it's like a piron chol. So then there's no prohibition. The Meili explains the din of safar rofa. The head of shalav shlomo, you're mechuyav lashiva. What the Kang Peyona says that way. You're mechuyav to say it back. It's not nice. He said, Shalom, you have to make Aleichem Shalom. The nature that has to be the Mechuyim to do so. Al-Pidinei Hanimus, I guess, is against the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Simon Tov Kuf Nadal Sif Yitzchet, that the reason you're letting him Shalom back, it's Shalom Levayish. You shouldn't embarrass him. That can't be true. Because that was the Mar Tzaker. I was in the first 3 days. You don't respond. Ah, you're embarrassing him. Too bad. Too bad. That's what he says. The Sefer Divrei Sof. So then why you require Sofer off in the first place? According to this Divrei Malkiel, you should be Muslim, Mikir, just to give him a regular Shalom. It's only in response. The answer is the Chachamim requires Sofer off because he asked the Shalom Shalom Kedin. The guy, the Hedjot, asked a Sishim of Shalom Kedin. They take a very good Zulum, so the Hedish should learn halacha that he's not supposed to ask. The next year, Tishma, the Mashiach won't come, he'll know better. The next place on the block, he'll know better. But if an Aval asks him Shalom, Kidin, after Shiva, but Aval's not asked for Shlomo, then claims that they're Sofim, you're permitted to respond to him a regular, normal Shalom Aleichem. That's what he says. This being the case, he says that the Nachamin is a halacha. Still asking this question. I'm allowed to give my wife a gift. My wife is an Avela. He says, you're allowed to buy her a new dress for Yonder. Why? Give her a chuyuf. The Bala Masamcha. And if she draws the dress, so the husband's allowed to buy his wife a dress, even though she's an Avela. More than that. He says, oh, Kiddush Levana. It's always a problem. Kiddush Levana. So you bump into an oval, you know, and they're down and out in the street there. What are you doing him? So he claims that you're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to the uncle. Why? Like this. Because the mother and Abraham, the first of one, why would we say Shalom Aleichem? Because we say before that, people are there in Masa Vakaha. So you want to say that? Present company excluded. That's what it means, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, you don't get the Masa Vakaha, you're Shalom Aleichem. So that's a mayor, it's to tell the people near me, that only them and the people are in Masa Vakaha, so you can say them to another. That's what he says. You can say it's a kind of a chiyuv. Certainly, if the Avol says to you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to say back, according to this, Aleichem Shalom. And if the Avol sends you Shalom Chmanes, according to this, you can send it back Shalom Chmanes, because it's, you know, it's considered a chiyuv to reciprocate. That's what he says. Memela, Rabbi Osai, if this is correct, if this theory is correct, there's a right to tish up to an Avol, according to Rabban Lashitoso, a Tisha B'Av is considered after the third day. Why? There's no issue mitzvah HaShoel, because it's after the third day. And no issue mitzvah HaMekabel. Why? Because you're mechuyim to respond. Well, in this Kiddush, the Divrei Sof, you're mechuyim to respond. So it doesn't came with anything from there. According to the Maram, it's considered like day one, right? We have a Raya, a Sofer Rofa, is even not that we call before the Issa Pu'ula of Shel HaShoel. That's all according to Shidus Hamaram Shitoso, as Tisha B'Av is like day one. And if they're mad at Tisha B'Av, they're mad at day one as well. If that's the case, they're both right, we can go back to the Aruch HaShulchan. If the Aruch HaShulchan is really right, they were not mad there to respond to Sofer Rofa because it is a Shel HaShoel, even if it's a Shvach HaShel HaShoel. They're only mad for what reason? Because Shalom Levayish. And Tisha B'Av is like your mission, Shalom Levayish. The whole reason is Shalom Levayish. And the Bir Halacha of the Divrei Sofim, who says not that way, goes according to the Ramban. He doesn't like the Marami Rutenberg, but according to the, he doesn't like the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't like any of this stuff. But we're suggesting a whole alternative point of view, which could come out with certain different conclusions. We have to stop out of time. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll complete the study of Shaila Shulchan. Yeah. Very good. Nice idea. Drop her off.